أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على آدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، our lecture on fiqh was about اختصاص وقت بالظهر، اختصاص أول وقت بالظهر وآخر وقت بالعصر، and its criticism and various arguments raised in favor of that or against that. That the time for the Zuhr prayer is specific, the first time of afternoon, start of the afternoon for the Zuhr, and similarly the last for the at last time for the Asr prayer. And we tried to analyze the arguments, and now today we will discuss the riwayat regarding this topic. And the riwayat which have been narrated on this topic, the most famous and the most important riwayat is the Mursala Daud bin Farkat an Ba'du Ashabina an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam qala iza zalat shams faqad dakhala waqt az-zuhr hatta yamzi miqdarun ma yusalli al-musalli arba rak'at وَإِذَا مَزَا ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ دَخَلَ وَقْتَ الظُّهُرِ وَالْعَصْرِ حَتَّى يَبْكِي مِنَ الشَّمْسِ مِقْدَارٌ مَا يُصَلِّي الْمُصَلِّي أَرْبَعَ رَكَعَتْ فَإِذَا بَقِيَ مِقْدَارُ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ وَقْتَ الظُّهُرِ وَبَقِيَ وَقْتَ الْعَصْرِ حَتَّى تَغِيبُ الشَّمْسِ. And this was the narration from Daud bin Farkat. It says that when there is start of the afternoon, that when sun moves towards the west, then the time of Zuhr prayer enters until there is the quantity of time that four rakat of prayers can be offered, and after that the time for the Zuhr and Asr prayers enters until there is the time left from the sunset to the amount of four rakats to be offered. And the time which is left after that, that is the time of the Zuhr has exit, and the time of the Asr remains until there is sunset. And this is the similar things were mentioned about the Isha prayers also. This narration is actually what it's apparently showing according to the opinion of Al-Mashahur, according to the famous opinion. This opinion, this narration is apparently supporting the Ikhtisasul Waqt for the Zuhr prayer and the Ikhtisasul Waqt for the Asr prayer, that the time for the Zuhr prayer and the Asr prayer are specified, and if any other prayer is offered in that time, that is not correct. And this is, there is a defect in this narration that it has irsal, it's a mursala, so it is not capable of being or good with غير قابلة للاستدلال بها. And this argument was negated by saying that this irsal is actually compensated by the amal al-mashahur, that is the famous people have acted upon it, but this concept, this answer, this is going against the way of raising the logical argument. So both the Sughra and Kubra, they are not acceptable in this argument. And it is strange from Shaykh al-Ansari, who said that in the first part of the Salat, the meaning is that this riwayat is, if it is, even it is mursala, but this irsal is ghair qadihun fiha, that means this irsal is not to be blamed or is not something non-acceptable. And he gives the reason for that, because in its sanad there is Al-Hasan bin Ali bin Fazal, and there is an other narration which is in favor of Bani Fazal, Anhu alayhi salam, Khuzu ma ra'u wa zaru ma ra'u. So according to the requisite of this word use al-akhaz in their narrations, so it means take their narrations, and this narration is one of them. If we analyze this argument, the Bani Fazal, they are not more than the other big narrators, the other big and most reliable narrators like Zurara and Muhammad bin Muslim and others, which are known as Al-Adul Al-Mustaqimeen, that they are the most just ones and most established on justice, or most standing on justice. So if even their narrations, in if the Ruwat which are coming and the Ruwat themselves are not mutabar, not reliable, so their riwayat are rejected, so how come the riwayat of Bani Fazal, if the narrator is not mutabar, not reliable, can be accepted? So the riwayat, even if they are coming before their inhiraf, that they had the problem of inhiraf from the Aqidah also, so even that there is tawakkuf obligated for the action upon their riwayat. So how come after inhiraful aqidah, so their fasakat can increase and they can be raised to the level that even if there is rafzi riwayat, and even if the sanad is weak or It is narrated from a majhul Ravi. So how come this narration be accepted? So if we accept that this narration, if we don't consider its sanad, and we accept that this is coming from the masoom, so then the meaning of this narration says that these people who are musikun fi kalamihim, so their inharaf fil aqidah la yamnau min al amal bi riwayatihim min nahyatihim. So that would mean that even their inharaf of the aqidah is not stopping from the acceptance of their narrations. And the rawat sabiqun or lahiqun, that's the previous and the coming narrators, so their, what is their status, so that doesn't matter if that explanation is accepted. So the argument raised in favor on the basis of the narration about Bani Fazal is not acceptable. Secondly, that even if it's proved that this narration is in the favor of Bani Fazal, the sanad of this narration as coming from Sheikh Tusi an Abil Hasan an Abdullah al-Kufi Khadim al-Husayn bin Ruh anhu annahu qala inni akulu fi kutub al-Shalmaghani ma qalahu al-Askari fi kutub Bani Fazal khuzu ma rawu wa zaru ma ra'u. Abdullah Kufi and Abul Hussein, they don't have to seek in the books of Rijal. So how these two narrators about which the tawseek, their confirmation is not found according to Rijal, so how they can be taken as acceptable in the sanad? And if we close our eyes from the sanad and we suppose that this riwayat is correct, it means the riwayat of Dawood bin Farkad, which was narrated previously, then even then there is no contradiction between it and between the other riwayat, because all of them are in the place of expression of the itibar tartib bainahuma, that is, they are narrating the sequence between the two prayers. They are talking about, their topic is the sequence between the two prayers, and that is the apparent from the when the four rakat they are done with, there is a time for the asr prayers, and these riwayat, if they are included in this dalalat upon the that annahu iza zalat shams dakhil al waqtan illa anna hazihi qabla hazihi, then after the four rakat it means bil fail, because the mukallaf has offered the prayers failen, and the time of the asr prayer is ala nahw al itlaq. It means it's absolute and there is no condition or no restriction or no supposition or taqdeer regarding ma qabla maza arba rakat bil fi'l. So the passing of the, so before the passing of the four rakat before, so their condition is not found, and if the time enters with reference to the asr prayers, then it is on the basis of taqdeer, and the farz is that four rakat time is vast, the time for the four rakat is vast over here. And what has been indicated on this is that even if the meaning of the time is taqdeeri, that time is ghayr munzabit fi nafsihi. And if the murad is from one of the two meanings of times, that either the time is a zamanul mutarif, that's the time which is commonly known to the people, that's a differ between the least time, the most of the time, or the in between or mutawassit time, and the in between or the mutawassit time is the mutaarif time commonly known with the people. And the second possibility of meaning about this time is that everybody takes his own time according to his own condition. Regarding the first meanings, it would require adamul jawaz shuruf al asr, that there is absence of the permission to begin the asr prayers if somebody has offered the zuhr prayer before the waqtul mutarif. And if we suppose that the mutarif for the salatul zuhr, for example, is 8 minutes of time, so if somebody offered the zuhr prayer in 4 minutes of time, so he has still not entered for the asr prayer before the 8 minutes of time, and he has to wait and do sabr for another 4 minutes till the time of asr will start in this supposition. But this supposition is against the clear meanings of the nasus and fatawa, which are about the jawad ash-sharuf al-asr, that the asr prayer can be begun by mujarrid al-faraag min al-zuhur, so just a completing after the completion of the zuhr prayer. So there are nasus and fatawa about that also. And if we take the second meaning of time, so that is against the apparent meanings, and that are something a far long possibility, and it will require that the time of asr is different between different people who are offering the prayers, so they are with reference to the mukallaf who has entered the prayers, not with reference to the other mukallaf, and that is not acceptable. And that is also against the Qaidatul Ishtiraq fil Ahkam. That is the rule of the common rulings about rulings. And that is not free, that the meaning should be a mutarif bin nisbatu ila halihi. So that explanation is not acceptable. And that is objectionable. And if the meaning is meant here that it is the al-iqtisar ala aqall al-wajibat, that's the least of the wajib can be offered. So that is again the khilaf al-zahir. So that's against the apparent meanings. So there is no problem that the meaning should be taken as al-zaman al-fayli and not taken as the al-zaman al-takdiri. So the active time is meant here, and this is even if we just close their eyes from all this, so this riwayat even then is against the other riwayat which are very frequent, and they have dalalat ala annahu iza zalat shams dakhal al waqtan jamian, that after the start of the afternoon the time for both prayers enters. And they are sarih that the entrance of both, the time of the both prayers is by the mujarrad zawal, that just the start of the afternoon gives the entrance for the time of both the prayers. Then sometimes the argument is raised for the waqtul ikhtisas by a narration min qawlihi alayhi salam illa anna haz illa an hazihi qabla hazi bidawa anna al munsabik min haz tabir anna al waqt hazihi qabla hazi, that the words which are used in the narration, that this is before this, so that says that it is meant waqt is, that the waqt of one is before the others. But as we see in the beginning, that the time of the both prayers enters by the mujarrid zawal, so this proclamation, this dawa, cannot be held in that case. And if we think about that, so this ibarat illa an hazihi qabla hazihi does not refer to the time, but it's referring to the hasiyatu tartib, that's the sequence between the two prayers, and lazum muraatihi bain salatain, that this sequence should be maintained between the two prayers. So this qabliyat, so this starting before, it refers to the nafsu salatain, it refers to the self of the prayers, not between the, not to the time for the both the prayers. So what is we are getting at the end is that the call bil ikhtisas in the meanings of mashahur has no basis in the shohrat for that is no have no asal for that. And all of that is min haso mabdal waqt wa awwaluhu, that from the start of the time, all of the time for the both the prayers start. And with another aspect, if we mean that the ikhtisas is for four rakat, and then we reach the time of the asr prayers, and if we haven't reached the time of both the prayers, then there is tayin for only the time of the asr prayers, so that have got no place in the argument, and that's a separate discussion. And regarding the adam-e salahiyat-e waqt li wuqu'i zuhr fihi hatta law kanat az-zimma farighatun an salati al-asr li taqdimiha nisyanan aur khatan, that if somebody forgets by nisyans or does a mistake and says the asr prayer in the time of the zuhr prayers, so the time, the argument that the time doesn't have got the capability to accommodate it, so that becomes the salat e qaza, and from the exit of the time, so this dawa has got no proof with the aspect that it is said, because the requisite of the hadith-e la tu'ad says, that is the prayer offered in the case of nisyan or khata, is al-hukum bis-sihat is correct, and if the zuhur is offered even after the asr prayers, so the only khalal which is coming here, the only disturbance which is coming here in this case, is min nahiyat tartib, and that is that's something that does not negate the correctness or the sihat of the prayers. And sometimes an argument is raised from the Sahih Zurara that the Asr prayers, if it was offered before the Zuhr prayers, so take it as the Zuhr prayer, لِأَنَّهَا arba makan larba, a four rakat prayer has been offered, and it is in place of the other four rakat prayers. So that's a separate discussion, and that will be discussed in its place. So the Muqtaziul Qaida, even if we close our eyes from all the Nasus after the Mulahizatul Rivayat, which are indicating for the Ishtirakul Waqt Bain As-Salatain, min al-badw ila khatam, that common time for both the prayers from the start to the end, and including the hadith la tu'ad, which is giving the ruling for the sihat of zuhur, that the correctness of the zuhur prayers, even if it is offered in that time. And we also know that there is zauf and irsal in the narration of Dawood bin Farkat, and adam-e-sihat has no ta'wil, no explanation in that regard. And sometimes the argument for the ikhtisas A specification of the time is given by the narration of Shaykh with the Isnad on Hussein bin Said, on Ibn Sanan, on Ibn Muskan, on Al Halabi, fi Hadith, Kala Saltuhu an Rajul, Nasi al Awali, wal Asr Jamian. ثم ذكر ذلك عند غروب الشمس فقال إن كان في وقت لا يخاف فوت أحدهما فليصلي الظهر ثم ليصلي العصر وإن هو خاف أن تفوته فليبدأ بالعصر ولا يؤخرها فتفوته فيكون قد فتناه جميعا ولكن يصلي العصر فيما قد بقي من وقتها ثم ليصلي الأول بعد ذلك على عصرها. So in this narration, the argument is getting is that ولا يؤخرها, and from the word used, wala yuakhirha, do not delay it, they are taking that the zuhur to the last time, and the last time is for the asr prayer. So if the zuhur is not offered, then the both the prayers are last. So the time for the asr is wazi, and the Zuhur prayers in that place, that which is in the time which is Mukhtas for the Asr, if offered, so that will be something happening in the exit of time, in the Kharijul Waqt. So that argument is sometimes raised in favor of Ikhtisas. But this Dalalat, even if it is complete dalalat, the sanad of the narration is zaif, and if we take opinion of some people as sahiya, because the murad from the Ibn Sanan, which is coming in this sanad, so according to the karina of the rawi, and Marvi Anho is Muhammad, and this is narrating from the Al Hussein bin Sayyid, and that is narrating from Ibn Muskan Ghaliban, not from Abdullah. So that even the doubt in this case, that will drop the sanad from the Darjatul Etibar, that sanad will be drawn from the Darjatul Etibar. And if we have identified this, that the Sihatul Qawl biwaqtil ikhtisas bilmani al-akhir, so that means that lazumi sirful waqt fi salati asr fi man lam yate behema ila an baqiya miqdar arba rakat. So there is no defect in the time itself for the wuku'e zuhur in that, for the occurrence of zuhur prayer in that, because between the two limits there is time for both the prayers, and even if the part of both prayers is correct to be happened in that time according to the call of narration, in many of the narrations is a zalat shams faqad dakhal al waqtan, that when there is start of the afternoon, the time for both the prayers enters. And if somebody sees the asr prayers before the zuhr prayers nisyanan by forgetfulness or with the thought that he has probably already offered the zuhr prayers and then the zuhr prayer is offered. So that is something which is acceptable in this meaning. So the requisite of the tartib, which is coming from the words illa anna hazihi qabla hazihi wa inna muqtazi iqtibar al qabliya anna zuhur does not contradict the offering of asr prayer in that time, and that drops in the tayyun of time only for the salatul asr prayers is accordingly. So in other words, it is not reasonable that the time for the that the matter for both prayers is coming in that time with absence of its vastness. So absence of vastness is not proven here. And what is the person which mamuran bi salat al asr fakat or bi zuhr fakat? So he has the choice of the badal in this case and on the sabil takhyir ba'da wuzuh adam sukut salat anhu rasan, that if some person has a responsibility, the shari responsibility of offering only the asr prayers or only the zuhr prayer in that case, so he has the choices of the al-badal and he has the takhyir in that and the sukut salat in this time is adam sukut salat in this time is something clear. And the tasalum al-ashab ala adam wujub al-zuhur in this time is la ta'yinan wa la takhiran. If it is said like that, then there is not possible to make the iltizam in itself, because the juice, the all the parts of the time, they are cracked in themselves for one of these prayers, and there is no contradiction for the its associated prayers asharika for the other with the other prayers, and even both can be completed in the majmool waqt ala sifat tartib, and the ikhtisasul arba akhira bisalat. So that argument in itself is not valid, so the time in itself is for both the prayers. And sometimes this is criticized severely by some of the authors, and they raise the arguments that the the first narration, which was said to be having irsal, actually this irsal is munjabir bi amal al ashab and is istinad to the fatwa. And there is the argument that shuhratul fatwaya is jabira li zawf al sanad and amal istinad alayha, and they say that this is the argument for the ikhtisas regarding the Zuhr prayer, and this is the stronger argument. And they also advocate that the argument of the Sheikh Ulazim al-Ansari is also correct in the acceptance of riwayat of Bani Fuzar. But these arguments have been negated, and what they raise is that the argument of Muhakkik fi Muhki al-Mu'tabar and some of the other ashab, that regarding the call of ashabuna iza zalat shams dakhala waqt salatain, so they say that this argument is actually, this is not the word which is negating it, negating the ikhtisas of the time for the Zuhr prayer for the four rakat, and so the ikhtisas of the time stands for the four rakat. And its narration from the Zurara, wa Ubaid, wa Sabah bin Sababa, wa Malik al-Jahmi, wa Yunus min al-Abd al-Saleh, an Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, so وَمَا تَحَقُّكَ كَلَامِهِ يَعْجِبُ الْإِشَاءَ بِالتَّعْوِيلِ, so they say that it needs ta'wil and the ikhtisas cannot be rejected in this case. But this, the irsal, it cannot be accepted with the argument that both surah and kubra, they are not acceptable and logical in this case. And they, some people have tried to make a jama for that, a jama dalali, regarding the two types of narrations and their hujjiyat, and they say that the jama dalali regarding the riwayat of Dawood bin Farkat for its dalalat on ikhtisas and the dalalat of ikhbar al-ishtiraq al-ishtiraq is mutlak, and that is something which is giving the zahur-e-badwi and the yarfa-ur-rad yad anhu bi-sababiha. So they say that the call إِذَا زَالَتِ الشَّمْسْ فَقَدْ دَخَلَ وَقْتُ الظُّهُرْ وَالْعَصْرِ جَمِيعًا إِلَّا أَنَّ قَبْلَ هَذِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ, so that indicates that the دخول الوقت of مجموع صلاتين من حيث المجموع لا وقت كل واحدة منهما. So they say that actually this qabliyat which is mentioned in this narration is the bil izafa ilal waqt and not the bayan itibar tartib, and the argument was negated by Ayatollah Khoi, and Ayatollah Khoi says that there is no proof that this is for the bayan bil izafa ila al waqt, but it is for the bayan ut tartib. So the different people who have tried to advocate ikhtisas, they say that this riwayat that iza zalat shams Dakhal al-Waqtan is actually giving the Mujab-e-Iqtizai-Zati, and the Qabliyat-ul-Zuhur al-Asr becomes wajib in the time which is specific for it. And they say that some of the narrations which are coming in the Nafla, like Illa Baina Yadaiha Sabha, they are in favor of this argument. But how come the narrations for the Ishtirakul Waqt can be specified with this argument? That's not clear. So some people tried to explain it that this, the riwayat for the Ishtirakul Waqt are in the meaning of mutlak, and the riwayat for the mushtarik ul waqt are in the meaning of the mutlak, and the riwayat for the ikhtisas ul waqt are in the meaning of the muqayyad. So they say that the muqayyad then can be taken as a result from the dalilul ikhtisas, and so the time for the four rakat become mukhtas for these prayers. But that mutlak and muqayyad, that's not completely referring to this case, because the riwayat about the ishtirakul waqt, they are mutlak, and the riwayat which they are saying muqayyad have got irsal and is not acceptable, and from the meaning of the time it is also not acceptable according to the meaning of the time mentioned in the narrations. So some people have objected it with the other types of arguments, and they say that Sahib al-Urwa, who is saying that this prayers which after Asr, which cannot be offered in the first part, so he is probably doing insiraf for that. That his argument is the insiraf for the four rakats of prayers in the first of the time, and insiraf for the last four rakats for the asr prayers in the last of the time. But what is the argument for insiraf with Sahib al-Urwa is not proven, so this insiraf is not valid, and the argument for non-specification for the insiraf for the ikhtisas as not present is also supported by the riwayat of Ismail bin Rabah, in which it is said faqad ajzat anka. So that has got insiraf, and that insiraf is sufficient for proving the entrance of the time for the asr. The riwayat says Muhammad bin al-Husayn bi-isnadihi an Muhammad bin Ali bin Mahbub an Yaqub bin Yazid an Ibn Abi Umair an Ismail bin Rabah an Abi Abdullah qala idha sallayta wa anta tara annaka fi waqtin وَلَمْ يَدْخُلُ الْوَقْتِ فَدَخَلَ الْوَقْتِ وَأَنْتَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَقَدْ أَجْزَاتَ عَنْكَ. So the insiraf for the riwayat of Dawood bin Farkad is not proven, that it is for the Zuhr prayers, and the insiraf here it becomes proven. And the insiraf in the riwayat of Ismail bin Zara, it says that the asr prayer can be offered in this time. The Marhum Hakim, he Rays tried to make the decision between the two group of the narrations by saying that the ihtiyat-e-wajib is that the person should be patient to the time for the four rakats after the azan-e-zuhur, and after then he can say the asr prayer. But the time for the ikhtisas for the time is not proven, so that saying also does not solve the problem for the people who don't believe in ikhtisas. And if it is proven by the dalil of insaraf, so what is the dalil for the insaraf in this case? Because the Sahibul Urwa, when he was referring that somebody offered the Asr prayers instead of the Zuhr prayer in its time, and after that he became attentive to that, so the Sahibul Urwa says that this is acceptable because the four rakat prayers has been offered in place of four rakat prayers, and take it as zuhur, which is against the opinion of al-mashahur, and the hadith la tu'adu salat illa min khams al-waqt wal-qibla ar-raku wal-raku was-sujood wat-tahur is also supporting that the waqt mushtarak for the person for the Salatul Asr, if offered sahwan before the Zuhr prayer, there's only ikhlal in the shartiyat tartib, and that have no problem for the acceptance of the Zuhr prayers in this unwan. And Marhum Barujardi, he said that the tafsil may solve the problem in that case, that if somebody offered the Asr prayers, and if he offered very fastly in the specific time, then that the Asr prayer is batil. But how it can be deducted while the Riwayat Ismail bin Rabah is saying that this prayer is correct, and the Madlul-e-Mutabqi is according to the Riwayat Ismail bin Rabah. And if somebody he did error in the diagnosis of time, in the identification of time, and he said that this is the time for the Asr prayers, and he thought that he probably has offered the Zuhr prayers, so the according to the Urf, there is no problem in that, and he can offer the Asr prayer even of the time of Zuhr prayer is there. And the Sahibul Urwa accepts the argument that فَآتُوهَلْ آتُوهَلْ أَوَّلِي فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ أَرْبَى مَكَانَ الْأَرْبَى. Although that's a separate discussion, but that was accepted in the other issues by Sahibul Urwa, which is again the opinion of the Mashahur. And some people have rejected this Sahih Zurara, in which it was mentioned فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ مَكَانُ الْأَرْبَى. This is that this sentence is probably the fatwa of Zurara and not the fatwa of Imam Baqir al-Salam, while this deduction is against the apparent meanings of the hadith that, for example, the Hariz fast from the Zurara is narrating that Imam Baqir said that, and then he says that Waqala Abu Ja'far wa Abu Ja'far again, and then he says Waqala is on the Sayyid al-Zuhr. So Abu Ja'far is mentioned, Abu Ja'far is not mentioned in this sentence, Waqala ila Nasaitu Zuhr, but there is some Waqala, the Zamir in Kala is not referring to Zurara, because the sequence of the Hadith is also continuing after that, and in the after part, the Hadith continues in the name of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. So that argument that raised that it is probably coming from the Zurara is also against the apparent meaning of the Hadith and the Sanad. So that objection is also even not valid. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.